If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
I should be writing. 423. Take 3.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting home watching Doctor.
Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Murr, and I'm getting tired of this. The first time I recorded, the audio wasn't very good, so I decided to do it again. The next time I recorded, my battery died and I did not notice till I was almost done. So I'm understandably a little cranky. I think I'm just gonna keep it a little short, but essentially, you know, go into, I'll cover what I can, but frankly, I'm about to be done with it. But, you know, this goal to go daily, at least, is keeping me trying, you know, because otherwise I would have probably just rage quit. But I gotta get something out today, so that's my goal. So what I've talked about twice already is, first, I talked about plotters versus pantsers, and how a lot of people like to say that people who write by the seat of their pants are just disorganized or not very structured or lazy. And if they just work hard, they can learn how to best If they work hard, they can learn how to outline. Which, if you work hard, you can... Yes, that is true. You can learn how to outline, but your best ideas are not going to come from that. Your best ideas are going to come from writing. And by you, I mean me. I have been thinking about this book for over a year now. And, finally sat down to write it and didn't come up with one of the best twists until I was actually working on it. You know, was in the story in the middle of a scene. And I can do a basic outline to let people know what the book's going to be about, but all the best parts are going to come from the actual writing. And I know people who do super detailed outlines that I could never hope to match. But at this point, I don't even know if I, you know, I can't, I just want to be able to match the thing my career requires me to, which is be able to tell a story, be able to outline something and sell it on an outline so I don't have to spend 6 months to a year writing a book that nobody wants. But interestingly enough, that's exactly what I'm doing with this book because nobody wants it, but I really want to write it, so I'm going to write it. Hopefully it will take me less time than 6 months to a year, because it is, I'm excited about it, I'm chugging along at it, and it's NaNoWriMo in a month and a half. And hopefully that'll give me a boost. I also did some talking on workcrastination, which is the art of procrastination when you take work that you technically need to do, but it's not the most important work. And you do that instead. I am very guilty of this all the time. I just workcrastinate all over the place. And usually with laundry. My new random number generator plan has kind of put that aside. I don't really do that. I haven't really done that this week. Today I gave writing and recording two spots on the to-do list so that they would be more likely to come up. And they did. So that helped. It didn't help that I didn't really have a good sense of what I was going to get started. So I think for me, if you're having the problem of workrastination, you really need to keep in mind your priorities. But also, my friend who mentioned this workrastination thing, frankly, she was talking about how she was she'd spent all day working on her making her office nice, not writing. But I'm going to argue that that sometimes is necessary. I haven't been writing in my office lately because it's too messy, and I've been writing in the kitchen table, and I'm paying for it because it's not making me feel good. And I realize that cleaning up my office is going to have to happen. I mean, having a good workspace is like, you know, having a sharpened pencil or your computer power cord or space on your hard drive. It's necessary to actually do the work. Lastly, my biggest problem with getting started lately is devices. I have no discipline when it comes to ignoring my devices, and I've been thinking I'm going to be looking for an app, a nanny app for the device that I don't actually have to turn on. I've got Forest, which is a great anti-distraction app, but I need something that will keep me from turning the dang devices on in the first place. If I have the discipline to start the Forest app, I have the discipline to start writing. But sometimes I don't have that. So I'm going to be looking for sort of nanny software to keep me off my devices at certain points of the day. If you know of any, let me know. I'm curious if it exists. And I'm sorry, I had more recordy things to say the last two times, but I'm tired and I would like to be done with this, and so I don't screw something up again. I'm going to end it now. Merverse.com, MightyMer at gmail.com, Patreon.com/MightyMer, and that is it for me. I will see you on Monday, and enjoy your weekend, but also try to get some writing done because you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I should be writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing. You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.